Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach of JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You know, recruiters are just like you in that they're out there trying to find jobs to work on and fill, just like you're trying to find jobs to get out there and fill, but you're trying to fill them with you. So I thought I would do a show where I offer some lessons from headhunters and recruiters so that you can apply it to your search. I hope you find it helpful, and I hope you wind up giving the show 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher so that more people discover it. And with that, let's get rolling. In my career, I've trained a lot of very successful recruiters, and I've trained some people who've washed out as well. I've put in my best effort to try and help these people, but when push comes to shove, ultimately the onus falls upon them to follow through on a lot of the coaching I give. And often the biggest failure is around effort. You see, most people, I'm going to include job hunters in this, say they want to do a hard day's work, and they want to put in best effort, and they want to be successful. But when you examine what they do, they're not working as hard as they think they are. And that really applies to job hunters. For you as a job hunter, you know, statistically, people are finding work in a couple of different ways. And the statistics continually show that job boards fill about 3 to 4% of positions. Recruiters fill another 20 to 22. I'm going to combine the numbers because some recruiters use job boards to find candidates. And I'm going to add some to that. So 30% are filled by job boards and recruiters. 70% is by networking. And a recent statistic I heard is that I think it's 70% of those jobs that are filled based upon a networking connection with someone that the person didn't know at the beginning of the job search. Here's the point. You're not working as hard as you can, in most cases, to find people to connect with and develop a relationship in order to be one of those in the 70%. What you need to be doing is putting in a max effort, to try that much harder, to operate at a lot higher capacity than you are now. And I'm not saying to work like a maniac. You need to have some fun in there too. But at the end of the day, you need to kick it up some notches. You need to put yourself out there with some people that you're not really talking to yet. You need to track these relationships so that in this way, you remember your conversations, what your commitments are on follow-up, stuff along those lines. But when push comes to shove, you got to kick it up some notches. Again, it's not about who applies to the most jobs on a job board. You're swimming in a lake with a lot of hooks out, and when you're swimming in job boards, and you have a lot of competition from other fish in there for that hook. You want to be out there swimming in streams and rivers that don't have a lot of hooks, and not a lot of hooks, but have hooks out in the water, but not a lot of fish there, so that you're able to swim up and be able to connect with an organization. And you want to come in with a referral from someone that you know. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them any more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.